Al Gore setting up a second wave of activism, followed by the release of his movie An Inconvenient Truth. Andrea Reimer, the executive director of Western Wilderness Committee, or now just called the Western Committee, I believe, or Western Wilderness. You tell me, Andrea, what's it called now?
Wilderness Committee.
The Wilderness Committee, all right. And you've just returned from an Al Gore training camp. Where did you have to go for that?
I was down in Nashville in Tennessee.
And how was it arranged? How did you end up going there?
Well, the story which I only actually became aware of when I was down there was that Al Gore was doing some promotion around the time that The Inconvenient Truth came out, and he was doing a nationally televised TV interview, and he announced during the interview, when they asked him what one of the follow-ups was going to be, that he was going to train 1,000 people around North America to give the PowerPoint, which was apparently news to his staff, so they scrambled, and they're an amazing bunch of people, and they pulled together a website. The website, you had to apply online to be a presenter, and then they just sort of took it from there. It was just in time organizing.
Wow, and I hear also that the CEO of Vancouver's huge credit union, Dave Mowat of Van City, was there, and actress Cameron Diaz. Did you feel energized by the participants?
Oh yeah, it was a very overwhelming experience, but in a very positive way. Dave and Cameron were actually down about a week before I was. They did us in 5 waves of training.
Mm-hmm.
So Dave and Cameron were down there. There were 200 of the most amazing people that you could imagine in this room. But, I mean, some of them were amazing for their resumes or for what they've accomplished in their lives. But really the people that inspired me personally the most was the woman I was staying with was a 65-year-old woman from Texas who has never given a public presentation in her life. And she's a wildlife biologist, but not particularly active in the environmental community. And she just saw the movie and felt that she needed to do something, and this was it.
Wow, you know, that almost gives me hope against all this dire news.
Yeah, no, she's from southern Texas, not just Texas, but deep in the heart of Texas.
Almost George Bush country.
Hey, I met people who voted for Bush there. I met people who'd never voted. It was such an incredible... I personally sort of feel, as a executive director of a large environmental group, that oftentimes our biggest threat is not the one that we're fighting against, but our lack of connection with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was an
amazing feeling of connection with some really committed people.
And what happens now that the trainees are back in their home turf?
Well, so we've signed a contract, a legally binding contract, that we will give at least 10 presentations in our local communities over the next 12 months. And Dave Mowat and I, and another guy who runs Novex Career here in town, his name's Robert Safrata. He was also down there during my presentation or my training. He and I and Dave are going to get together and look at how we can do that best between the three of us.
And did you meet and hear from Al Gore?
Oh, yeah. Al, the first day I was there, it was 7 in the morning until about 9 that night was all Al all the time.
Oh, my. Well, how's he doing?
He's unbelievable. I mean, really, in the 2000 presidential campaign, had a certain impression of him that he was, you know, relatively poor communicator, perhaps, and he really blows you away. He is unbelievably intelligent and warm and engaging, and he knows a lot about a lot, and the best part is that he makes a lot of fun of himself in a very refreshing, irreverent way.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, now, the Western wilderness is better known for its forest actions than climate change. Do you think your organization will shift its focus?
Well, you know, there was a time, we're a 25-year-old organization, and for a large part of our time, we've had a belief that when you drew a line on a map and protected whatever was within those lines from any incursion from forestry or mining or oil and gas exploration, that you had a reasonably high chance of protecting the biodiversity within that region. However, there's a lot of things that have been happening over the last decade that have really changed that. So global warming is certainly the biggest of them, but toxic pollution as well is something that doesn't respect park borders or international borders. So we really have been moving over time. Our focus is still preserving biodiversity, but we need to affect change on more than just one front now.
Well, and we know climate change has wrecked the giant pine forests of the Rocky Mountains, and there's a lot of wilderness ready to burn if the climate heats up and we get more storms. So I can see a real role for forest activists in the climate fight as well. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And there's a really, not only is global warming bad for forest biodiversity in a province like British Columbia with our vast forests, but the forests themselves actually have a very strong mitigation role to play in climate change. About 25% of global emissions come from deforestation. So even if we dealt with the cars and the energy and all of that, we also have to deal with deforestation because trees standing are storing carbon and preventing it from going up into the atmosphere.
Well, what do you see coming up for the Wilderness Committee this year? What are your major campaigns these days?
Well, we'll still be working on drawing some lines around some areas that, well, you actually drew the lines quite a while back. South Okanagan Park is a big issue for us. We'll be expanding a campaign called the Northern Rivers Campaign that looks at protecting some significant chunks on the north coast and northern interior of the province. Areas like the Elijo Valley, we're hoping, and Clackwood Sound, that we'll be able to get legislative closure on them. We also have a lot of work that we've been doing on endangered species. And then you'll see Parks Campaign and also these new campaigns, the Global Warming and the Toxic Pollution Campaign.
So how do people participate, or where do they find you on the web?
They can find us at wildernesscommittee.org. And on our very front page, you'll be able to see what we've been up to lately. We have a calendar, we have an action center, and we also have a place where you can sign up to be a volunteer with us, whether that's building trails or coming out to rallies or being in the office doing research.
We've been talking with Andrea Reimer, the Executive Director of Western Canada Wilderness Committee, or the Wilderness Committee, I guess we'll call it now. And Andrea, thanks for sharing with Radio EcoShock. And tell me, did you get a T-shirt while you were at Al Gore's climate camp?
I did get a T-shirt.
What does it say?
It doesn't. I didn't get it signed by Al, but it says, "I am a climate project trainee."
Well, good for you. We need thousands more. Really appreciate talking with you today.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.